Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. If you want to get blessed, just pray in the Holy Ghost. I can just sense that right now. We can just try to stay in the center section if you can. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise. Glorify the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Give him praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If you're hungry, pray in the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. God's got a lot he wants to get accomplished, and he'll get it done if you just yield to his spirit. You just yield to the Holy Ghost and reverence him. Watch what he does. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let the devil know nothing going to steal what God has for me. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. I'm going to get exactly what belongs to me in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Look at somebody and tell them, things are good.
Things are good.
Tell them, things are really good.
Things are really good.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Why don't you go here to Hebrews. Chapter 3, verse 6, but Christ as a son over his own house, whose house are we, if. Everybody say if.
If.
I like that.
Amen.
How many want to be the house of Christ, the house of the anointing? It says, whose house are we, if we hold fast. Somebody say hold fast.
Hold fast.
What? What are we to hold fast? Somebody say, the confidence.
Confidence.
Everybody look at somebody on the other side of you and say, confidence.
Confidence.
Hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm until the end. Two things you need to hold and not let the devil steal from you if you want to let God abide in your house. Amen. You want to let God abide in your business. You want to let God abide in your ministry. Two things you never want to let go of. Okay? One is your confidence. Then after that confidence, I'm going to say joy. Amen. Say confidence,
confidence.
And joy. Now I can speak on these things and you can hear these things and sooner or later develop a little faith on the inside. Amen. But you could just get out there blindly and jump on this stuff and see it manifest for you if you want to. Amen.
Amen.
Confidence and joy. Say it again. Confidence,
confidence.
And joy. Why? Because I want you to know everything's going to be all right. Devil can try whatever he wants to try. I tell you what, but God knows the end. In the end, it's going to be all right. Don't you worry about a thing. God knows what he said to you. He's going to perform it. You just need to have confidence in it. And every once in a while, it's hard to hold confidence every time you get to see some circumstance that'll make you shake sometime if you're not too careful. But if you got circumstances that are about to make you shake, what do you do? Then you turn on joy.
Yes.
Somebody say hallelujah. That's when you start to laugh at the face of the devil when things seem impossible, when things seem really out there. That's when you can really laugh at the devil. Somebody say, praise God.
Praise God.
So with that supernatural confidence that everything's going to be all right, somebody say, amen.
Amen.
You can have that type of confidence. Then right after that type of confidence, you're going to pick up some joy. Amen.
Amen.
And you need to hold this firm until the end. When do you quit? When do you stop? When do you give away your confidence? When is it over for the believer? When is it over for the believer? When is it over for the believer? Never.
Amen.
Somebody say amen. Is it over when you die?
No.
No, because it's not over. God can raise you again. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Hold it firm until the end. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, today if you hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the day of provocation, as in the provocation in the day of temptation in the wilderness. When your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years. Wherefore I was grieved with that generation and said, they do err in their heart and they have not known my ways. Look at somebody saying, no.
No.
The ways of God. How many would like to have a generation that grieves the heart of God? I don't want to see a generation that grieves the heart of God, amen, but I believe this is a generation going to see the Spirit of God move once again, amen, because we're starting to study the ways of God, amen, learn how God does some things, amen, but exhort, listen, so I swear in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. So I say, you won't be able to enter into the rest. And that rest can mean several things. You won't be able to enter into the rest of what God has for you.
Amen.
God's got more for you. God's got more for me. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
But you're going to have to learn how to enter into the rest of what God has. There's some more stuff for you on the other side. But you're going to learn how to get over in the Spirit to grab a hold of what God has for you. Somebody say praise the Lord. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an what kind of heart? An evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God, or departing from what God said, or departing from what you know is right. Somebody say, praise the Lord. You don't want to have an evil heart. You want to have a heart that follows hard after God. Because God wants you to be blessed and you need to stay right on track. That means that, listen, when you lose your confidence, right after that confidence goes, what's going to happen? Your heart's going to start to turn. You can't walk toward God with an attitude. You got to walk toward God with confidence that what He said to you is going to come to pass. You can't go with a bad attitude. You can't go with a grudging attitude, griping and sad about it, crying about it, complaining about it. Glory to God. You got to go with the thing with joy. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says with joy when we draw forth from the waters of life. So you've got to enjoy this walk of faith that God has you in. You've got to enjoy this every experience and every day that God brings you. Enjoy it.
Amen.
Somebody say praise the Lord.
Praise
say it again.
Praise the Lord.
There's some miracles. I heard the Holy Ghost today. And I'm really excited. I'm just trying to prime you how to hear the things of God. And how to do something with those things. I found out that you're supernatural people. And that God's about to stretch you. God's about to stretch you to believe Him for bigger things, to believe Him for greater things, and give you confidence to see those things come to pass. Let me say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
But you're going to have confidence to walk like that. But exhort one another daily while it is still called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we are made partakers of Christ if we do what? Hold the beginning of our what? Confidence steadfast to the end. Say confidence.
Is important.
Today, if you, it didn't say, listen, today, if you see me manifest, harden not your heart. Did it say that?
No.
Today, if you see some fruits of what I told you, that you would don't harden your heart. Mm-hmm. When are we not to harden our heart? The moment you hear. Mm-hmm. Somebody say, you are not allowed to have your heart change concerning the promise of God because of circumstances. Today, if you hear the word of God, if you hear the voice of God, don't you dare harden your heart. So say, I will not harden my heart to the promises of God, to the word of God, and to the will of God. And then we've been talking about how lovely are the feet of those that bring good news. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Somebody say, praise the Lord for that.
Praise the Lord.
Well, when you start to hear those words that come out by faith, you're going to have to learn to hold on to those words and how to grab those words and how to put them on the inside and to develop a confidence and joy to see those things come to fruition.
Amen.
Somebody say, praise the Lord. So today, no matter what kind of attitude you are, no matter what kind of mindset you have, no matter what the circumstances are, even if it's contrary to every direction your life is going in, if you hear the word of God, don't you dare harden your heart. Notice they got the word in the wilderness. They didn't get the word when they got to the promised land. Words don't come when we get in the promised land. Words come on the way, amen. Words come when we're in trouble. Where it's come when we're in a pit somewhere. Where it's come when you're bound, when you're captive, when you don't think you can hold on another moment. That's when the word of God comes. They got the word of God that they would do all these things while they were yet in Egypt. Somebody say, praise God. And when you get that word, amen, somebody say, thank God.
Thank
That even in the midst of a mess, I can receive what God wants to do, and you're going to have to hold on to it right then and there.
Amen.
See, many of you are going to want to try to hold on to the Word of God after everything starts to look bright, after everything starts to look good. No, God's going to tell you what He's going to do when things are already messed up.
Amen.
Amen. When it doesn't look like it will ever happen. Amen. That's why He's trying to teach you today. If you hear the voice of the Lord, somebody say, today. Not when things look bright, not when things look better, not when it looks like it's going to be a possibility that it actually might happen, amen. Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, don't you harden your hearts.
Amen.
Somebody say, praise the Lord. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm trying to get it across to you, amen. All I got to do is say it. While he said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the day of provocation. For some, when they had heard, did provoke. Howbeit, not all that came out of Egypt by Moses, but with whom was he grieved 40 years. That 40 means time of trial, amen. Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? But to whom he sware that he should not, that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that did not do what?
Believe.
Which one weren't able to grab a hold of the promise of God to come? Those that didn't believe. When did they get the word? When it didn't look like it would come to pass. And everyone that couldn't receive that word when they got it, when it did look like it come to pass, amen, they were not able to enter into the rest of it. Amen?
Amen.
But those that could believe that word, somebody say, thank God for Joshua.
Thank God for Joshua.
See, Joshua, the name Joshua is the same as Yahshua. Joshua, amen? The name Jesus is nothing but the Hebrew text sense of, it's nothing but another form of the word of the name Joshua or Yahshua. Somebody say, amen, salvation. Joshua means salvation. Jesus means is Yeshua, HaMashiach, or salvation, the same one. Amen? Well, I tell you what, Joshua got to go over to the promised land. How did Joshua get to go over to the promised land? He just believed God. I'm going to tell you what, the anointing of the Holy Ghost, Jesus Christ is the anointed one. That's why he says you need to have confidence and what? Joy and rejoicing. Why? Because Joshua will always believe the promise of God. Jesus is the anointed. Christ is the anointing on the inside of you. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
I want you to know the anointing on the inside of you believes the promise of God.
Yes.
Somebody say, call forth Joshua.
Call forth Joshua.
Call forth that anointing. Amen. Yes. Confidence and joy.
Yes.
That's why it's important to go to Holy Ghost meetings. Somebody think it doesn't make sense. Amen. What doesn't make any sense? Y'all sitting up there acting all crazy. You don't know what this craziness does. Amen. It gives me confidence. I'm just watering the seed with the Word of God. People do a lot of stuff when they get drunk. I mean, you wouldn't think to fight the big boy, amen, amen, but you get a couple of drinks in you, amen, when you were in the world, you'd fight just about anybody. You'd think you could do anything. I tell you what, people that got the Holy Ghost anointing on the inside of them, amen, they develop a confidence that they can do all things through Christ that strengthens them.
Amen.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
I tell you what, that rejoicing, that joy, and that Holy Ghost, amen, will cause you to do things you wouldn't normally do in your right mind or in your wrong mind.
Amen.
Or in your carnal mind.
Amen.
That's why you need the Holy Ghost. That's why you need the anointing of the Holy One. God makes sense. It's not just out there to make you feel good. Glory to God. It's out there to do something to your promise.
Amen.
Somebody say confidence, which comes by hearing the word, amen, and the water of the Holy Ghost will cause you to go forward.
Yes.
Somebody say thank God for Joshua. Thank God for Joshua. That's that Joshua was a foreshadow, and that's what Jesus is like. Amen. Jesus looks on the anointing on the inside of us, looks over to the promised land and say, hey, we can do that. We can have that. Somebody say amen. See, the anointing says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. That's that spirit of Joshua. Amen. I tell you what, you might feel downcast. You might feel low. You might feel wiped up and pumped out and, you know, and forgotten and hung up in certain things. Amen. But there's an anointing on the inside of you that knows you can. There's an anointing on the inside of you that knows you can. Amen. Joshua knows you can. You just need to send forth Joshua. You need to send forth praise.
Yes.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Pray in the Holy Ghost. Just a moment. Hallelujah. Somebody going to grab a hold of it. Somebody going to be able to say I can. Somebody's going to say I can. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's that attitude of Joshua, amen? That's that warfare attitude, amen? No weapon formed against you is going to prosper.
Amen.
But to whom he sware that they should enter, but to them that did not believe. So we see that they could not enter in because of what? Because they weren't strong enough? Because they didn't have enough money? The things that God told you that you are not going to be able to enter into are only going to come as a result of your unbelief. All you got to do is believe it and you'll have it. All you got to do is believe it, you'll have it. Somebody say amen. The only thing you'll never have is the thing you don't believe you won't have.
Amen.
Somebody say you won't be able to enter in until you can receive the word of God and believe the word of God.
Amen.
You won't be able to enter into healing until you can believe God's word concerning healing. You won't be able to enter into prosperity until you can believe the word of God concerning prosperity. You won't be able to enter into the rest of the life that God wants you to have until you can develop your faith and start to believe it.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But you say, well, how do I believe? How do I? Somebody say, don't worry about it. It's really easy. Just listen.
Amen.
Say, it's really easy. Just listen. Amen. If you can't believe it right now, you just shut up and drag yourself to church. Sit up under the chair. Glory
amen.
To God. Have your ears open. Sooner or later, you'll hear something you'll start to believe. It might take you 7 or 8 years, but it'll turn into faith.
Amen.
The words you hear will turn to faith. You got a brain. It took me a long time, glory to God. It just started to click for me about 3 or 4 or 5 years ago, and I've had to hear it since 1974. But it'll turn. Somebody say glory to God. The word of God will not return to him void. Glory to God. God's telling you something right now that's on the inside of you. That stuff, you don't have to do nothing to it. Glory to God. It will automatically happen. Somebody say glory. It'll turn to faith. You just keep listening.
Amen.
Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God.
Yes.
Somebody say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody say thank God.
Thank God.
Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesse, if you want to hit me again back there, you can. Amen. You want to make me sound a little bit better? Go on. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Isn't he a good God? Isn't he a wonderful Savior? Somebody say, I love you, Jesus. You might hear something. This is a good faith message. See, you thinking, I'm just sitting up here with 6 or 7, or I don't know how many people are here tonight, amen, but I'm going to tell you what, this is a good faith message. It'll take you over to the other side.
Amen.
You just might have closed your eyes and believe you're at some big conference someplace, amen. I know this word is good, amen. It'll put something in your pocket. Glory to God. It'll teach you how to walk by faith and receive some things. You just sit up there. It'll show up one day. It'll show up in bling bling or tires, and it'll blow up. It'll show up somewhere. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Somebody say thank you, Jesus. I got a word from the Holy Ghost for you right now. Everything's going to be all right.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
yes. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My, you just turned the anointing on. See what happens when you get glad?
Amen.
Hallelujah. See what just happens when you get glad? Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many of you sense that just that quick?
Hallelujah.
Woo! Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Leave it alone. My. Oh, hey, ha, summer high. Ooh, calm down. She the Monday night, y'all. Somebody say it's about to get mixed up in here. My God, my God, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, opportunity everywhere. Don't you know stuff's coming together? Don't let the devil lie to you. I mean, he got his big boys out there. You just hold on a little while longer. God is there.
Yes.
Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Some of y'all gonna have to say, give me strength. See, before you should say, give me strength to endure these trials and tribulation. You're gonna be saying, give me some strength to handle these blessings. Which blessing do I need? I can't handle it all. Which one do I need to roll? Which one do I need to roll? My God, it's coming, people! My. Gun's already on the other side of your stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't turn on the anointing. Yeah, there, you got me on track. Hallelujah. Single. Someone say, because of unbelief, you won't be able to enter in. Now, that's a good message for some. Amen. Second message. Someone say, hallelujah. For those that enter in, some things won't start to happen. For those that enter in, some things are going to start to happen for you. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest. Somebody say, let us fear. This week we've had reverential fear around this place. I mean, nearly bring tears to your eyes. Good thing we just sense that we've been there before. We know the ways of God. I know the ways of, I don't know them all. I'm not going to be pride in that way, but I know when God's fixing to do something. I know when God's about to do something, he's about to pour it on. And we've been in reverential fear trying to get ready because he's about to pour it on. He's about to pour it on. We want to be ready. Amen. Amen, Brother Jesse, Brother Jesse's been around before, and he can catch it. Amen, because he just knows the ways of God. It was to the point, Brother Jesse was nearly in tears this week. How do I get ready? How do I get prepared? I know something's about to happen. We want all the details to be taken care of. I don't know if I can. I know this is what God called me to, but I don't know. I need some help. Amen. I need some supernatural strength. I fear what God's about to do. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
How many of you ever been at that place? Amen. Fear that you want to be faithful with every anointing that comes through the room. Fear that you're going to do the right thing with the money God's going to put your way. Amen. Some say reverential fear. Let us therefore have this supernatural Holy Ghost fear. Hallelujah. Somebody say fear. Amen. Fear to stay in the flow of the Holy Ghost. I can't get out of the flow for one second, for one moment. I got to stay in God's will. I don't got time to run over here and run over there and get sidetracked. Amen. Some say fear lest I'll miss something in this season of opportunity. Don't got time to run to Florida. I got to stay in the midst of what God has for me. God bless you, precious. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
So say fear. Say, pray in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Now listen, lest a promise, somebody say glory to God. Lest a promise left us of entering into his rest. And any of you seem to come short of it. I feel that's what some of us were experiencing this week. Coming short of a promise. Somebody say, glory to God. It starts to come your way and you're just a little bit too short to handle it. Somebody say, amen. Somebody say, I've got to use my faith how to handle his blessing. Say, I'm not going to come short. I'm going to stand tall in it.
Amen.
I'm going to stand tall with my head above the water. Amen. My head not going to be stuck up in all this other stuff. Amen. I'm going to have my head above the blessing. Amen. What do you mean? Amen. Somebody say standing in the things of God. Amen.
Yes.
Not smothered in it and distracted by it. See, a lot of people get distracted and lost in what God's doing. Amen. God, that's how many ministries get off. Good things start to happen. They get all lost in it. Amen. Coming short of the blessing and the promise. Amen. God wants you to outstand that stuff. Hallelujah. For unto us was this gospel, this good news preached as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that did what? Heard it. This is the next step of what we're about to get into around here. We're about to step in the word of God. You've heard it, now you're about to step out in it. Somebody say praise God. How many want to profit from this word that you hear? Have it work, do something for you, amen, not just sit dormant in it, amen? Somebody say praise God. There are some ways to make the word of God profit.
Amen.
There are some ways to make the word of God profit, and the miracle just to start happening and happening and happening and happening. Somebody say moldy bread.
Moldy bread.
Said it again.
Moldy bread.
Too much bread, when you don't know what to do with it, turns moldy. Mm-hmm. Notice that when God started to provide for people, amen, they were all to collect. And he said, everybody collect just enough. You know, because there'll be more tomorrow. Don't you worry about tomorrow. Amen. Each day has concerns for his own. He said, you just gather what you need right now. So say, gather what you need.
Gather what you need.
What you don't need, turn it into seed.
Amen.
And see, all these other people, they were just gathering and gathering and gathering. You know, they were out there and everybody needed to eat. Amen. But they were used to being hungry. They had just come out of some times where it was rough. Amen. Then a little bit of stuff, I mean, bread started to fall from heaven. Bread's about to start to happen and fall from heaven for you people. And I'm giving you a word from God right now, amen. Bread's about to fall from heaven. Bread's about to fall from heaven, amen. And I'm trying to give you a lesson, a pre-lesson, how to handle the bread from heaven. Somebody say amen. They had to gather what they needed, and they had to have faith and confidence that it'll always be there just when they need it, amen. It'll always be there. And everybody that tried to store it up, but you know, God will store, you know, the blessing of God will always be stored up. Don't have to, you'll have a bank account. God will take care of you. You can't stop it. Let him take care of that stuff. When God's ready to bless you, you cannot keep it out. It will keep coming back and keep coming back and keep coming back and keep coming back and keep coming back. Glory to God. Amen. Faster you give it away, the faster it'll come back to you.
Amen.
I don't care what it is. I don't care what it is. It'll keep coming. Glory to God. Some of you can't hang with this. Amen.
Oh, thank you.
But you take the first message. Amen. But for those that are ready to go over to the other side, about to enter into rest. Amen. Somebody say, here's the rules. How many are ready for these kind of rules?
Yeah.
See, you'll be able to live by these kind of rules. If you made it out of the wilderness, you learned some stuff. Glory to God.
Yeah.
You've learned some stuff. You've learned how to hear God and trust God. Amen. You've had lessons on how to handle the wilderness. Now you're getting a lesson how to handle the promised land.
Woo, glory!
Somebody say, amen. Getting lessons that tell you how to handle the promised land so that you won't come short of the promise of God. Somebody say amen. First of all, you got to keep in your mind the same faith that it took you to get there. It's going to take that same faith to keep you there. You had to obey God to get out of the mess. Amen. You're going to have to obey God to get the rest. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Somebody say from the mess to the rest
to the best.
Say it again. From the mess
to the rest.
When you realize it's not you, glory to God, that's the rest. When you realize it's Christ in you, the hope of glory, when it's not you, amen, then you can up it. Somebody say, step it up from there, amen. Then it gets to the best. And the word did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it, amen. For we which have believed do enter into rest. Somebody say hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. I looked up in my thing. See, God provides, and you listen to the Holy Ghost. He'll have you do exactly what you want to do, and there'll be no mold around your house. One of my friends had some deal with some stuff. Amen. Mold came from rain falling from heaven. You know, rain, too much rain. Somebody say, glory to God. So much rain, people didn't know how to handle it. Amen. Somebody say, leakage. Stuff leaking around, unused stuff. Somebody say, glory to God. I mean, water in areas where you didn't need it, behind walls. Amen. I looked up in my refrigerator, on top of my refrigerator, that I went back there. God was dealing with me. I had to go back home just to take a little mind break. And Holy Ghost said, mold. I said, what is he talking about? He said, mold. And I went into the kitchen, popped me some popcorn because I didn't want anything else. Amen. Popped me a bag of popcorn. Amen. Drank a little cranberry juice. He said, mold. And what are you talking about, mold? He said, mold. Mold? He said, mold. I said, what is this house got mold? And I said, what? He said, mold. And I looked up on top of the refrigerator. There was a loaf of bread up there that I had bought a while back. Amen. That stuff was growing. Amen. I mean, it was like a green forest in that thing. Amen. I mean, there was mold all over that thing. Somebody say, amen. It was just bread sitting up there unused, not needed. Amen. Some say wasted bread just sitting on top of the refrigerator. Amen. Amen. What just sits around and is not stewarded. Amen. That which is not stewarded will turn to mold. God wants you to bring in the big haul. Somebody say, he don't want nothing sitting around. I can back it up. Remember that one that put his stuff up under the ground? Mm-hmm. Here's a good one for you, Dean. God likes investments. He does. He told one guy, he said, listen, you could have done this with it. Or he said, at least you could have invested it. Amen. He said, you could have gave it to Dean and had some money made out of it. Amen. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Even God, somebody say, anything sitting around, will turn to mold. Including you.
Amen.
Any gift you have unused, glory to God, it'll turn to mold and make people sick. See, if we would have took that bread, amen? If you would have took that bread, if we would take that bread and ate it when it was time, glory to God, when we bought it, we would have put it there. See, we couldn't eat all the sandwiches ourselves, amen? We could take them sandwiches and made a sandwich for Rex. Y'all could come over and we played cards one night. We could have made sandwiches for everybody and been a blessing. Somebody say, glory to God.
Amen.
But instead, we got mold on the top of our refrigerator. Somebody say God knows. Holy Ghost told me you're about to be blessed unbelievably. Said that to myself. He said, I want you to start working on this mold thing, though. Amen. He said, first of all, I want you to know you go from people that are walking in the things of God. Amen. They go from glory to glory to glory. He said, but I want you to leave a trail of blessing behind you.
Yes.
I said, what are you talking about, a trail of blessing behind you? He said, listen. He said, even when you glean the field, amen, leave a little bit behind. Somebody say amen. And those that follow up behind you, amen, they can pick up the scraps. Somebody say amen. True blessed people, amen, leave a trail of blessing, amen. What kind of trail do you leave behind you, amen? A mess for somebody else to clean up, amen. When you step into a situation after you leave, does the place stink, glory to God, of a nasty atmosphere, amen? Is it all messed up, or do you leave a trail of blessing, amen? Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say thank God.
Thank God.
Somebody say no mold.
No mold.
Glory to God. Absolutely no mold. You can see, and so anything you have can turn to mold if you let it.
Amen.
Anything will turn to mold if you let it. Amen. But if you invest it, glory to God, you invest it, you entrust it to Jesus. Amen. You listen to the Holy Ghost. Amen. Say, hey, I got a neighbor over here. Amen. What's this thing sitting up here for? Let me get it to a neighbor. Let me get it over here. Amen. Somebody say, let me make some investments. Somebody say, don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid.
Amen. Learn to make investments in a good season in the right time. Amen. Turn it around to a blessing and watch it come back to you. That takes great faith to do that, people.
Yeah.
It takes great faith. It takes great faith to work with God, amen, and to believe God and start to make room, amen. I dare you to stretch out and try to bless somebody, amen. I dare you, amen. I dare you. I double D dare. Watch it come back. Watch it come back. I dare you. Somebody say glory to God. I heard another thing, amen. Can I go for it just a little bit? Can I go for it a little bit? Amen. Somebody else had been in here today from another church. Amen. And they were getting this ministry thing together. They had some stuff they needed to get done. Got here. Got blessed. Somebody say, thank God. Got here. Got blessed. Amen. They said, man, well, thank God. We just want to give him, we just want to give God glory. Amen. For what he did. Amen. Got here. Got blessed. Amen. Wasn't necessarily us. Amen. But they did get blessed. Somebody say, thank God. And I was in the little back room there. In my little back room, and as I was coming out of the office, amen, the Holy Ghost, that person was saying, y'all just been such a blessing. And I had a foreshadow of things to come, amen. I heard something, amen, and I know it's going to come to pass. This is a Holy Ghost meeting. We can say these things in meetings like this. You watch. You watch. Woo-hoo. Pray in the Holy Ghost just for a moment. Thank you, Jesus. And I heard this. And I heard this in the spirit. I heard this in the spirit, and it was almost audible. Amen. It was like I was in a meeting. Amen. It was like I was in a meeting, and I heard a preacher or somebody get up and said, hey, I just want to thank God. I just been out there at Nation with the Millionaires and was blessed.
Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody say amen.
Praise you.
I was just out there at Nation's Church with the Millionaires and got blessed. Somebody say thank God. How'd you like that? Have that kind of reputation, amen, that everybody that comes your way gets blessed.
Hallelujah.
How'd you like God to use you in that fashion? How'd you like God to use you like that? Somebody say amen. But you know that won't happen until we start to be faithful with what we do have. Amen. What do you have? Amen. Slap the devil. It's your turn, amen. It's your turn now. It's your turn now. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Look at your hands. Somebody say amen. Look at your hands right now. In the name of you have the power to make a difference. You have the power to make a difference. You can cry about what you don't have and what you wish you had, glory to God, or you can get out there and start to flow in what you do have. Amen. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Blessings on the way. Start to pray in the Holy Ghost right where you are. Amen. So then, faith comes by hearing. And hearing comes by what? The Word of God. So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Stand up right where you are. Glory to God. Glory to God. My God. Don't be afraid to be a believer. Don't be afraid to stretch yourself. Don't be afraid to step out. Don't be afraid to stretch yourself. Don't be afraid to believe God. Amen. Don't be afraid to stretch yourself to believe for miracles. Glory to God. Because those things are going to start to manifest in your life. Those things are going to start to manifest in your life. Doors are going to start to open wide. Somebody say, amen. Just say, I submit to you, Holy Ghost. And I love you, God. You're in control of my life. You got a plan for me. You know what you want to do, and I submit to that plan. I say yes, totally yes, and completely yes.
Yes, yes,
yes. Just say, I say yes,
yes,
totally yes,
totally yes,
and completely yes,
and completely
to your will.
Your will.
Just pray in the Holy Ghost. And in doing that, you know when you go God's way, it's the best way. When you know you go the way of God, you can't get to the promised way any faster. God knows. Do it by faith. Don't let nobody lie to you. Faith works. Do it by faith. Do it by signs. Do it by wonders. Do it by shouting. Do it by praising. Do it by worshiping. Do it by speaking in tongues. Do it by separating yourself from negativity. Just do it. You know which way to go. Walk in it. Wholeheartedly. Charge in the name of Jesus. Run toward what God has you running toward. You're going to find that stuff start to manifest in your life rapidly. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say it again.
Hallelujah.
Say, I'm going to get mine.
I'm going to get mine.
Say, I'm going to get mine. Say it again.
I'm going to get mine.
Speak in tongues right now. Some of you, God told you to be some things. God told you to do some things. You better do it. You better do it. You better step out and be what God told you to be and stop playing games. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. You're a good God. You're a mighty Savior. Hallelujah. And you can do a work in our midst. You can do a work in our midst. Say, I'll do my part. So you can do your part in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I'm done. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all just rejoice in the Lord right where you are, just a wee bit. You just rejoice in the Lord just a wee bit. Hope y'all are hearing what I'm trying to say. Amen. I hope you're catching it. I hope you're catching it. I hope you're catching it. Amen. I hope you're catching what the Lord wants to do for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Oh, hallelujah. You just need to stretch yourself out and just tell the Lord yes. There's a miracle that God's trying to give you, but you got to be obedient. Amen. You've got to be obedient to have that thing come to pass. If you yield yourself to the anointing of the Holy Ghost in this season, totally, not part-time, totally yield yourself to the Holy Ghost. Totally yield yourself to the plan of God. Amen. Totally. Get your flesh out of the way. Get your mind out of the way. Get those things out of the way. Amen. And totally yield yourself to the plan of God, to the will of God, to the voice of God, and you will prevail in this season. You will prevail in this season. Yeah, those things will be turned around. Those things will be turned around. Those things, I've given you the direction. I've given you the way. I've even put the spotlight on it. Amen. I call you and I challenge you right now to step out into my word. Step out into my promise. Step out into my provision. Amen. And I guarantee it'll be turned around. I guarantee it'll be turned around. You'll have a new life. You think it can't get much better. Just watch and see. You think it can't get much better. Ha, 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 ha. But my ways are higher than your ways. Hallelujah. My ways are higher than your ways. I have a new day for you. I have a new day for you. I have a new day for you. Ha, ha, ha. I have a new life for you. But obedience will grab a hold of the promise of God. Obedience will grab a hold of the promise of God. Sikanande, Shalabandi, Kichamahana, Usa, ha 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 ha, oh ho, ha 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 ha, ho ho, Shabaha, Longomona Asaha, Sanehishidahani, Uchamahaha, no Musiki, Samahabahani, Yana Ushiki, oh ho. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, people, if you would just learn to hear the flow of the Spirit of God, hear the voice of God and walk in it. Amen. Because this is some good territory. Amen. This is some good ground. Amen. Where you got to take a specific direction. Specific direction from God to grab a hold of what he has for you. Amen. Because he's got stuff coming to you in unexpected places. Amen. Unexpected places. Amen. Unexpected places. I mean, you're going to start to get blessed on days you wouldn't expect to get blessed. Amen. Opportunities are going to start to come to you in ways you would never thought they'd come. Amen. Yeah, and that thing you've been believing for. Amen. If you yield yourself to the plan of God and humble yourself before his voice, amen, and just make up in your mind you're going to follow God with no reservation whatsoever as you have done and start to walk in that light, amen, God's going to put it right in front of your face as it already is. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these other things will be added unto you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, I believe in addition.
I believe in addition.
Addition doesn't come until you seek. Hallelujah. Well, Brother Jesse, we're yours. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. How many are ready for some stuff to start to happen? How many are ready for some stuff to start to happen? Hallelujah. How you doing? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Just start to pray the Holy Ghost right where you are. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we need to win. We need that confidence and we need that joy because God's trying to do something. But you need the wind of the Spirit on the inside of you to start to flow like he wants you to flow and cause it to happen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. God's trying to put something together. He's trying to put something together for you, but you need the anointing. Amen. You need the anointing. Amen. There's a mindset. It's not the mindset of God, amen, but you need the anointing, amen, amen, to get rid of that mindset and get the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. Why this world is troubled? Why this water is troubled? Let him possess you. Let the Lord come in and possess you. Take total control and watch what happens as he starts to build it through you. Yield yourself to the Spirit of God. Yield yourself to the anointing of the Holy One and watch what happens. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I just sense that in my spirit. Amen. Water is trouble. Water is trouble. Water is definitely troubled in a good sense. Amen. Hallelujah. Y'all just start to pray that God would send an anointing. Just pray for that right now. Just pray that God would send an anointing. Just pray for that right now. Just pray that God would send an anointing and that he would touch you. Amen. That he'd give you a touch. Just pray. Pray for it. Don't miss 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 it. You need a touch. I know we got, you need a touch. You need a touch. Yeah, there's a touch. You pray for it, it'll come. You pray for it, God will anoint somebody and that thing will come. That thing will come, and I visualize something in the spirit right now. Yeah, people think that's really crazy. They think it's real strange, but I visualize and I see it in the spirit right now, and you study it in the word of God. Amen. Amen. There's a touch. Amen. There's an impartation. Glory to God. There's a touch. There's an impartation. Amen. There's a touch. There's an impartation. Amen. Amen. There's an there's an energizer. Amen. It's like an energizer coming. Amen. That would cause you to start to flow the way that God wants you to flow in this much due season. They shall bring forth abundantly in this much due season.
Yes. Yes.
And whatsoever thing they do, yes, will prosper. Therefore, take hold of the reins of life. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Just pray peacefully or any kind of way you know to pray. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Surabashana Hani Hushanahai. Thank you, Jesus. It's right there. It's right there. It's right there. Hallelujah. It's right there. It's just right there. It's just right there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, it's just right there. It's just right there. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yeah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Just pray for that anointing. Just pray for that anointing. Pray for it right now. It's been manifest before. Not here. Amen. Not here. Amen. Not in this city. Glory to God. Not in this city. Amen. But if you pray for it, God will send it. God will send it. He sent it before. I've seen him send it before. Amen. That anointing was so strong that just one touch changed people's life forever. Amen. Amen. That anointing was so strong, it was so heavy that the young people had hands laid on them. Amen. And then during that season of grace, and it was a season of grace, they started to automatically do what was right during that season. Amen. And what they did in that season, amen, caused them blessing for years to come. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. That joy. Bring down these, brother. Amen. Bring down these. I believe in the anointing of the Holy Ghost. There's been lots of fake stuff. There's been lots of stuff out there. Amen. But I believe in the anointing of the Holy Ghost. That's what this is all about. Holy Ghost meetings. Amen. If you pray. Amen. If we put our faith together, you pray. Amen. Amen. God has already done that part about the confidence. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. But you pray. There is something about supernatural joy. Amen. And it will help you take advantage of this season. Listen to me. It will help you take advantage of this season. It will help you take advantage of this season. Glory to God. Oh, we can ride through without it. Amen. We can ride through without it if you want to. Try to make it without it. Amen. Amen. And if you don't have that joy, pray that God sends the anointing that when hands are laid on you, it'll come. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. 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 If you have faith, amen, you might even have faith in that confidence that what God said is going to come to pass. What God says is going to come to pass, amen. And you just might need the second thing. Lord, I just need some help. I just need you to do something right now. Would you send an anointing and help me, and help me, and help me, amen, and help me that would cause me to do what was right. calls me to do what's right. Amen. Because you wouldn't normally do it in the flesh. You wouldn't normally do it in the flesh. You are not going to do what's right in the flesh. Glory to God. And that flesh might be strong. Amen. But there, God can send an anointing so strong that by the time you come out of it, amen, you've already done what's right during this season. Do you hear me? There is an anointing out there that is so strong that it will literally have you toe up until the time this season is over. And while you're toeing, and it can, see, some anointings don't just last in one service. There are anointings that get on people that last for months, that'll last for weeks, that'll last for days. Amen. That anointing will get on you and last for days. Amen. And you can't get Jesus off your mind. Amen. You can't get the faith off your mind. Amen. Amen. You can pray for that. God will give you that kind of help if you want. He'll give you that kind of joy. He'll give you that. It is real. That's what it's really about. Amen. If you believe, somebody say, believe. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And I'm here to tell you right now that there is a touch out there that has the ability to do something. I've seen it. Glory to God. I've seen it. Amen. I've seen it. Glory to God. I've seen it. Amen. And I've just seen it. I've also seen it in the spirit tonight. I've seen it in the spirit tonight. Amen. That's why I'm speaking it out right now, to develop somebody's faith in it. And maybe they'll be able to grab a hold of it. Amen. Somebody say thank you. Just pray in the Holy Ghost. Some of these things are already coming to pass. Hallelujah. Some of these things are already coming to pass. I'll tell you what God's been speaking to me about my life and what he's about to do in this life. Hey, it's easy to believe for this other anointing. That's easy. I mean, it's going to take that to see that stuff come to pass. It's going to take, I'm going to tell you what, it's going to take this. Amen. It's going to take that anointing to come through this place and somebody get a hold of it for these other things to come to pass. Amen. Because it's a miracle. Glory to God. It's going to take that. Amen. It's going to take that. Amen. It's going to take that, amen. Oh, you, my God. Don't you know what's about to happen in this city? Don't you have an idea of something about to happen in this city? You think you got an idea. God's about to turn some stuff around. There's about to become a shift in this city. I guarantee you, there's some stuff about to rumble, amen. What appears to be is not. Watch it happen. Glory to God. Something's about to break forth, amen. Something's about to break forth, amen. There's about to become a manifestation. A manifestation is going to start to break out, amen. A manifestation is going to start to break out. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. 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 Somebody say fire. Say it again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say fire in the name of Jesus. Thank you, 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 Jesus. How you doing, Benita? Glory to God. How you doing, baby? How you doing, all right, girl? Come here. Hallelujah. I don't sense anything right now, but I don't have to. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I'm just going on faith. And amen. And Jesse, you go, sometimes you see things in the spirit, and that's just the area you got to go to, whether you can feel it or not. You don't have to feel it. Amen. You just go by what you see in the spirit. And that's what you learned. Amen. Hallelujah. God's about to do something in your life. Glory to God. And that thing that I've been speaking about is going to manifest on you. Amen. Hallelujah. You're about to come up under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. You're going to rest in that anointing for a season. And when that anointing lifts up off of you, your whole life's going to be different. Your whole life's going to be different. Amen. Your whole life. But you're going to have to constantly yield to that. Yield to it right now in the name of Jesus. Is that all right? Amen. And you don't have to feel a thing. Amen. But I just speak it out right now. Father God, let it happen right now in the name of Jesus. 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 Right now. I saw you in it, Brother Jesse. Come here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Who wants to help us here? Thank you, Jesus. And brother, I saw you in it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Jesse, I saw you in it. Don't you worry about a thing. It's just going to happen. Hallelujah. 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 You need it. Come here. Glory to God. 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 From the top of your head to the very sole of your feet. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let it happen. Arrest in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ha, 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 ha. You're about to get caught up in some things. Amen. Some good things. Glory to God. You're going to come out. You're going to find all those things that you wanted to do on your own. All the pieces are going to be put together. All the pieces are going to be put together. Amen. That mind, there's an anointing coming over you that's going to arrest you. Hey, in the name of Jesus. There it is right there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. a new life in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, 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 glory to God. Ha, 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 ha. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Do what God told you to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. A deeper dose of the Holy Ghost, a stronger dose of the Holy Ghost. More in the name of Jesus. Sovrata sama he chicken and mahanda hubba seeker ahead of him. Ha 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 ha. Langi mono mo shada hada. What's God doing in your life, huh? Ha! Ah! Yana mo shada kada bo hubba ha ha ha. It's like joy. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You're going to make it. You're going to make it. You're going to make it. Watch. Glory to God. Leave it. Watch. Hallelujah. Watch. 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 You're going to come right through the door. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. All of it. Hallelujah. All of it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Isn't he wonderful? Isn't he wonderful? Isn't he wonderful? Isn't he wonderful? Isn't he, how you doing? Hallelujah. How you doing? Hallelujah. It's all faith. Hallelujah. 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 Girl, you know, you don't need nobody to touch you, but why not? Glory. That's good. I feel hot now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It keep getting better. Amen. I saw it on you first. 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 Ha 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 ha. He got it all figured out. He got ain't not, you think nothing's happening in your life? Glory to God. It's going on all around you. God's in control. God's in control. Watch it start to happen. 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 Oh, Faba Singina Sunaha. Singina ha. Step up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. How you doing? Thank you, Jesus. Huh? How you doing? Thank you, Jesus. How you doing? Thank you, Jesus. My job to get you drunk tonight. Hallelujah. I've said all I can say. Glory to God. I said all I can say, but now we're just going to go to that second part. Amen. The word of God's giving you faith. Amen. I'm just praying that you catch an anointing from the Holy Ghost because some things have got to happen in your life. Glory to God. Ha ha. Ani only kind of anointing touch in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name. Be bold. Be bold. Be bold in the Lord. Step out in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. In the name of you, step out in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Longromani asaha. Come here, hallelujah, come here. Yes, why not? That's how God does it. That's how he does it. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Isn't it good, girl? Isn't it good? Isn't it good? Somebody say, this is a Holy Ghost meeting. It's a Holy Ghost meeting. It's the Holy Ghost meeting. We're about to get out of here. Hallelujah. Please, Father. Hallelujah. Send in du sale. Banga dosala. Ye come on dosale. Ye batu shena hini baha. How you doing? You doing okay? Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. You doing okay? Father, please. Father, give her a breakthrough immediately. Give her a break. Open those doors right now in the name of Jesus. Get open in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. 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 Ha, 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 ha. Ha, ha, ha. New woman. Watch immediately. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Say yes. say yes. Glory to God. Just say yes. Just say yes. It's a trip, isn't it? Just say yes. Say, I believe. Say, I believe. Say, I'm going to ride this one. Say, I'm going to ride this one. Say, I'm going to ride this one. Everything going to be all right. What's your claim? Huh? Would you believe it's going to come to pass?
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
I don't know. I'm kind of messed up right now.
You kind of messed up right now? Father, please. Oh, y'all don't mind if we just take some time. Is that all right? You don't mind if we just take some time? You don't mind? If you feel, are you getting drunk? Or are you just sitting back there? Are you okay? You want to get drunk? If you want to get real drunk, come on. Come on. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. How you doing? How you doing? Hallelujah. Uh-huh. You're a woman of God. You're a woman of God. You're a woman of God. Hallelujah. Ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha. Get all over in the name of Jesus. Do your will. Oh, Lord, even do your will. Anointing, anointing, the anointing of the Holy Ghost right now in the name of fire, 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 fire in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. You started to get touched back there or were you? I didn't know what was going on, what was happening. Amen, huh? Huh? He said, praise the Lord. How you doing? Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We just messing with the Lord. Is that all right? I just feel real hot around about here. How you doing? Amen. Hallelujah. Father, right now, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Y'all don't mind. See, we wouldn't usually do this. Glory to God. But you know what? There's some things God want to do. You can't hang. I'm going to tell you what right now. There's some things coming. You can't hang. You cannot hang. Believe me, we're not crazy. You cannot hang for what God's about to do. You better get real drunk. Glory to God. You better get real drunk. You better get real full of the Holy Ghost because there's a miracle going to start to happen that you're not going to be able to believe. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You're not. See, some of you can't even. You're having difficulty even believing the timing of God. You're having difficulty believing the timing of God. Amen. You can't even believe that now is the time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, right now. Yes, right now. It's not going to happen in 2003. Glory, it's now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, praise God. How you doing? You doing okay? No, you can say no if you want to. How you doing? You doing okay? Jesse, you can't do it if you're not drunk. You can't do it if you're not drunk. No, are you really? You don't have to be if you don't want to be. That's okay. You don't have to be if you don't want to be. You don't have to be if you don't want. Are you okay? Huh? Is it going to help you? You think you could stay drunk for a good couple weeks, huh? You think you could stay drunk for a good little season, amen? Hallelujah. Ha, ha, ha. Drunk! Oh, touch in the name of Jesus. Touch in the name of Jesus. Touch it. Y'all don't mind we take this time. Is that all right? Just touch it. I'm just being obedient to the Holy Ghost. I'm just being obedient to the Holy Ghost. Are you really touched? You could be. Are you really touched? I don't know what's going on. Do you? No, I'm serious. Are you okay? What's happening? Amen. I'm just being obedient, huh? Huh? Should we just see? I got to know whether to keep rolling or not, amen. Because people could be playing with me, amen. I don't know. Somebody say, praise God. I'm just being obedient to what I heard in the Holy Ghost, amen. I don't know. I don't know whether you're drunk or what you're feeling. Or I have no idea. Do you know that? I'm just in faith. I don't feel a thing. I felt hot just a couple of seconds ago, but I just know what the Holy Ghost said to do. But you know what? One of the strongest waves that ever happened in my ministry, happened in my life for 6 months. I didn't feel a thing, but everybody else was toe up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How you doing? Amen. That means I must always be drunk. So drunk, I don't even know it. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank God. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. That means signs and wonders about to happen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, how you doing? Amen. How you doing? Hallelujah. Oh, I have to speak some things, and y'all don't want to hear it because y'all have heard it so much. Amen. Hallelujah. Revival. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Revival in the name of Jesus. Revival in the name of Jesus. Revival, precious. Oh, Don, are you okay? I know you've just been through so much and you see so much. Oh, Devil, dose, Holy Ghost, get on her. Get on her. Jesus, Jesus, from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, never the same again. Full of the Holy Ghost. Full of the Holy Ghost. Totally full of the Holy Ghost. Prophesy, prophesy, prophesy in the name of Jesus. Oh my God. Holla, it's good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There it is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. She's okay. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Words. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yando salai rumpede samrungande. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. We don't know what happens. Glory to God. We don't know what happens. Only God. Only God. You are a precious soul. I'm going. Father, bless her. I heard that her father just bless her right now in the name of Jesus. Just bless her. Just bless her right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, you said it. You said it. Lord, you do it right now in the bless from the top of your head to the very. There it is. Hallelujah. There it is. You're blessed. Hallelujah. You're blessed. You're blessed. You're blessed. You don't have to fall down. Glory to God. You're blessed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You're blessed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. It's okay to take some time, isn't it? We'll get there. We'll get there. How you doing? Thank you, Jesus. How you doing? It's okay to be, if nothing happens, it's okay to say nothing happening. It's okay to say nothing happening. You okay? Is it okay? God move it? Hallelujah. I don't know whether it's happened or not. Send it for me. See, I got to see. You know, I don't know. Amen. I have no idea how you do it. Hallelujah. How you do it. Did you sit down because you were tired of standing up? I don't know. Rex, I'm just about as perplexed as what you probably are. I'm just about as perplexed as what you are. Amen. Somebody say, we're out here just being obedient to the Holy Ghost. How you doing, Crystal? How you doing? Amen. You okay? Praise God. What you going to step out in faith in? Huh? Oh, yeah. You going to stand there? What you going to step out in faith in, huh? I got you on the spot.
No, I don't.
You don't know what you're going to step out in.
No, I do.
You don't know whether I won't say it or not.
All of it this time.
What's all of it? You better say it real loud and real firm. Yes. I would do it if I were you.
Yes. I'm going to step out to be exactly what God's called me to be.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to do everything that God's told me.
Say it like
to
a preacher. Happen in the hallelujah, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory. Hey! Hey! Did I push you? Did I push you? Come here. Come here.
Oh, drink! Whoa!
Come here, Brother Rex. You can ride with me in this one. You can ride with me in this one. It's going to get good. Amen. This is Holy Ghost meeting. It's going to get good. I'm going to push it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Fire! In the name of Jesus. Get her up. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Did you drop her?
Did he drop her?
I'm not going to hit you anymore. I'm not going to hit you anymore. I'm not going to hit. I'm sorry for hitting you. I wish we could get wild in here tonight. See, somebody say the ways of God. Remember the last time we taught on the ways of God? Remember the last time we taught on the ways of God? See, y'all can't flow in somebody else's flow. You gotta see, because some of these things are really strange, but you gotta know a tree by the fruit it bears. There are certain things that are strange. Amen. And you just can't do it just to be, you can't be weird just to be weird. You got to hear God. And with me, God uses me to do stupid things that may look me, make me look real bad. Amen. I'm not going to hurt you. I'm not going to do anything. So don't be afraid. Amen. Don't shut down. Amen. I don't have to punch nobody. Somebody say, praise God. That's how we got them out of the church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But Rita, I just, y'all check this in your spirit, and I'll teach a little bit later on, or somebody will teach. Is that okay? Do a teaching on it so you understand. Amen. But see, we don't know what's going on, and usually when we don't know what's going on, we have to be in faith to be obedient to do what we see. Amen. But Rita, I just sense, amen. Please don't drop this woman. You promise you're not going to drop her? Amen. Can I kick you if you do?
Yeah.
Okay. Hallelujah. 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 Let go and let God.
Ooh, yes, yes.
Hallelujah. Get her up. Get her up. Get her up. Get her up. I know it's really strange. I know it's really strange. It's really bizarre. Amen. Hallelujah. And you would never push anybody. Amen. You know, I'm not worried about people falling. It makes a difference whether they fall down or not. Amen. It's not her falling down. It doesn't float my boat one way or the other. Amen. Whoop-de-doo. Amen. I'm not asking for any courtesy falls or doing whatever. Amen. That doesn't mean anything to me whatsoever. Amen. Hallelujah. But in between. Amen. In between. It's that obedience. Amen. It's just that obedience. It's just that obedience. I'm going to do it one more time. Is that all right? Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. But you just let go. I'm just going to push you into the things of God. Amen. I'm just going to push you. I'm just going to give you the push to float in what God has you. Am I hurting you? I don't want to hurt you. Amen. I'm just going to push you into what God has for you. I love you. I love you. This is so hallelujah. Father God, girl, you go. Let's go. Come over here. Hallelujah. Get on. Now be careful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You go forward in what God has for you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Do it again. This is God.
I was just pushing you the wrong way. Go for it in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Father, in the name of Jesus. This is it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Go forward in the name of Jesus. You go forward. Go forth. Go forth. Go forth in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Get down here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. I'm not going to punch you. I'm not going to hit you. Amen. Not going to kick you. Glory to God. How you doing? Thank you, Jesus. Are you offended? Are you offended? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You're not going to punch me if I push you, are you? Hallelujah. You go forward in the thing of God. Go forward, man. Go, go, go in the thing of God. There's a wind of the Holy Ghost that's going to drive you into the things of God. Pass opposition in the name of Jesus. Go forward in the thing of God in the name of Jesus. Lo flabadi sada high. Momentum. Rokaba saha. Sibra shina handy luba baha. Flabado saha. Ha 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 ha. Get over here. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. I'm not going to hurt you. Amen. Stand and still. You go forward in what God told you to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What do I do now? How you go forward. Go forward. I'm not pushing you that hard. Up here going to embarrass me like that.
It's just 'cause I don't know if I can stand.
Watch what happens in your life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. John, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, girl. I'm so sorry. Honey, I'm so sorry. You'll be all right. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. It's the ones like that that get you every time. The ones you say, Lord, just get us out of here. Amen. But I tell you what, I'm going to do what God tells me to do. Amen. You tell me, we could have taken an offering and been gone a long time ago. Amen. You know it's God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Can we flow in that with you? How you like to go forward in the things of God? Amen. You just need a little push, huh? You just need a little push. Don't push it. Amen. And so you're going to find out if she don't swing, you can tell it's the Holy Ghost. Amen. Get up here, girl. I'm not going to push you real. I'm not going to push you real hard. Amen. But that just some people just need a little bit of support. Amen. A little push. Amen. Stop. Go forward in what God has for you. Amen. In the name. Glad you got pushed.
Yeah, my knee been hurting.
Your knee been hurting?
I've been trying to pop it for 3 days. Oh,
no. Shout on it, I dare you. Hallelujah. I push her, isn't it? Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say, what? They say, I don't go to that church, they push you down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, yeah, hallelujah. That's real strange. See, people are so used to stuff. They used to stuff. They say, don't go there, they push you down. Yep, they push you down. Come here. Hallelujah. That's a real change for you, huh? Push me down. Oh, dang. Hallelujah. You wouldn't push an old lady, would you? Yes, I would. Yes. Come here. Hallelujah. I ain't going to snap your back. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ha, 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 ha. You might be sitting still in some of the things for God, and God's trying to push you on over to the next level. Yeah. Say, over to the next level. Over to the next level. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ha, 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 ha. He ain't going to leave nobody behind. Go forward in Jesus' name. Get out of that rut and go forward in what God has for you. Go on. Hallelujah. Get moving. Hallelujah. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ha, 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 ha. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. How many of you felt like you've been in a rut and just need something to happen? Amen. Ha, 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 ha. How you doing? Ain't nobody push you, huh? She said, I'm just going to push myself, huh? Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, there's some strange things. There was one old big boy down there in Shreveport. And the anointing was so heavy in one of those meetings. We haven't gotten there yet. We're getting there. It's going to get real rough. We're getting there. Watch. 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 Know the ways of God.
Yeah.
Know the ways of God. Mm-hmm. Know the ways of God. There have been some people in some meetings in the past, they knew it was happening tonight, they'd be getting here.
Amen.
They'd be leaving jobs to get here. You hear me?
Yeah.
They'd be leaving jobs and hopping planes to get here. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I believe they know the ways of God already. That's why they've been sniffing around.
Oh.
Glory to God. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
They know something about to happen. They know God.
Yeah.
Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Ha, 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 ha. She just drunk. Get it for yourself. Girl, it's going to be all right. Crystal, just push her. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Go. Ooh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We ain't seen that in a while, have we? been a couple months since we seen that, hadn't it? See? Now, Crystal pushes real hard. See, you didn't have to push her down like that, girl. You didn't have to push her that hard. She might have been screaming in your ear, huh? See, you knew she had it in her, didn't you? How many of you got some stuff that you just need a little push? Just a little jump start. Somebody say jump start anointing. Jump start anointing. Jump start anointing. You're all right. God's not leaving you out of anything. You're all right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's strange, Brother Rex. It's strange. That your faith would not stand in the wisdom of God, but in the power. What? In the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. That your faith would not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Somebody say, go on, be happy. Amen. Go on, be happy. Go on, be happy. Go on, be happy. Go on. It happened to me one time. Yes. Are y'all really? Are y'all? Now, who's faking in here tonight? Because y'all can't be messing with my mind. I don't know. It's a shame. She's going to go home and tell her daddy. Pastor Rod was pushing everybody, amen. And all I know they were just sitting up there laughing and he pushing people. And Crystal pushed that lady, and she fell into the chair all the way back on the back row. They didn't even put the row back together. Then he took that old lady and shoved her all the way to the front of the church. And Rita was just afraid that she's going to get hit. You know, she's just it was just a mess, amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Somebody say not now, not when we're trying to grow now. What are you doing this for? He said, we trying to grow now, then you go doing all this stuff, amen? Somebody say hallelujah. I mean, what would the visitors think, amen? You know, they come in here just to quickly come in and you go pushing people down, amen? That don't make no sense. We never going to grow like that, amen? Don't you know any stories or anything, amen? That don't make no sense. Somebody might get offended. They might talk about you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. How you doing, Jesse? Amen. Brother Jesse, I've seen this anointing one time. It had gone from about a group about this size, and that thing each week it just got more and more. It got heavier and heavier and heavier and heavier. Then it got to the point, amen, it was just so many. I mean, a lot of people there. Somebody say, you know what, a lot of people. Yeah, we do know. There was a time when there was a lot of people, amen. And there, people get so full of the Holy Ghost, and one guy would just get the Holy Ghost in him so full, we could just push him into any crowd of people, and that whole crowd would go out like that. He's just like a big bowling ball, you know? But it takes a big one to do that, amen? Somebody say amen? Just like a bowling ball, God would do some great things. Are you drunk, Sister Wilma? Amen? Or are you drunk or crazy? Hallelujah. Or a little bit of both? Are you blessed? Did I hurt your back? How many of y'all think that's real?
Oh, yeah.
How many of y'all still guessing? Huh? Why don't she cut that mess out?
Thank you, Jesus.
almost done. Everybody say ha ha. Ho ho. Hee hee. Lesson one. Say it again. Ha ha. Hee hee. Ho ho. Say, last time I said that, I didn't have a car. So say, ha ha, ho ho, hee hee. See, God's about to make things better rapidly.
Amen.
And you know, instead, you know, when you go to the dentist, he's about to fix your teeth so you can smile and shine. Amen. Yeah. They give you some laughing gas so they can get to work. Somebody say, praise the Lord. How many of you need some laughing gas? We're just about done. If the Holy Ghost is done, let us go. Y'all get to go home free, but we're still going to take an offering. Amen?
Amen.
Somebody say, praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. We just wait and see. How you doing, friend? How you doing, Kathy? Are you okay, dear? It's just as strange for me as it is for at any time, huh? Is it all right, though? What do you think? Okay. Each meeting is different. Sometimes you know, I ain't go to things, just nothing. You know, I just didn't understand what was going on. And it gets perplexing. But all of it's God. I mean, it gets perplexing, and all of it's God. We can't think that we're going, God's in control.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You okay, dear? Did you get blessed? You were coming for counseling again?
I was coming again.
And you got what you needed. Amen. I just pushed you, huh?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Isn't that nice? Just get on out of here. Yeah. You cancel? Yes, I do. Just go on with God. Amen. Get over it. Amen. Hallelujah. Say amen. You feel like shouting?
Yes, Lord.
No, you don't have to. I just ask you. Huh? You can tell the truth. I won't be mad.
Don't feel like shouting.
Huh?
Don't make me shout at you.
Okay.
Messing up my vibes over here now.
Messing up your vibes over here. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Somebody say thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Woo!
Thank you, Jesus.
It getting better? What do you think of all this, Katie? It's a trip. All you can do is just go like this. Hey, he killed Jane Ellen. No. No. You are so precious. What do you think of that? Huh? That's a trip, isn't it? She said, you can go look at it. Feel good? You reading your Bible. You getting real serious, aren't you? He can't wait to get home to get into. He's going to bust it open right now. I'm going to go with this Jesus stuff. Stand up, brother. Back there. Just stand up. Amen. I want you to make a confession to everybody. Say, y'all. Say, no, you got to say it real loud. Real bold.
Y'all.
Say, I'm going for God.
I'm going for God.
This time.
This time.
Wholeheartedly. Wholeheartedly.
Wholeheartedly.
I'm going for the Holy Ghost.
I'm going for the Holy Ghost.
I'm going to make it.
I'm going to make it.
Watch. Hallelujah. Say I'm anointed. Say I'm anointed. Say I'm real anointed. Say I can feel the Holy Ghost. Say God can bless you. Yeah. Even blessed in the name. Blessed in the name of Jesus. It might have been a rough week. Hallelujah. You had to walk it off? Go lay hands on him, girl. Benita. This one right here. Stand up, brother. Benita got... Hallelujah. He's not finished yet. No going. He's supposed to get blessed. He is getting blessed. Come back. Some of that. Go bless Crystal, Benita.
Oh, Lord. Wish she had.
Stand up, Crystal. She just going to bless you. You don't mind getting blessed. Make sure you say shoe.
Shoe! Oh, glory to God.
Go on.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord.
You ain't done. Come back. Now y'all know why I'm crazy. I think Jesse want to be prayed for. Can you look at that coat? So she said, is it hot? Now y'all know why I keep the air conditioner on, huh? Seeing y'all been saying, why is it so cold in here? Amen. And she never been in one of those meetings where you get real hot, have you? And she ain't never been in one of those meetings. Amen. She ain't never been in one of those meetings where you get real hot. She ain't never been in one of them. Come here. Can you pray for Jesse? Can you? Somebody help her up here. Help her, Brother Tizo. I didn't know that that's how it would happen, but I knew God would bless her tonight. Well, Rita wants to be prayed for. Come, can you do that? Here, come on. Help her. Help her. Help her.
Oh, glory to God, my shanty.
Ha 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 ha! Gloria, what do you think of that? Isn't that girl a
thank you, Jesus.
That's a miracle work. Come here, let her pray for you. Come here. I know it's a trip. Come here. Watch. God can do whatever he wants to. Just trying to tell you all that. You don't know who he's going to use. Glory to God. Surprise. She's standing in need.
Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus.
How you doing? What are y'all looking at me for? Hallelujah.
Crazy is a good kind of
this is your cousin, isn't it? Hallelujah. Jesus. Give Sister Wilma a mic.
Yeah, exactly.
Let her do the backup music.
Yeah.
Go on, Jesse.
Yeah.
Don't stop singing.
Yes,
Oh, kiala mia so di alata. Akayama ya sa toya kia samatio. A satalita. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Satata mosa. Yeko yania mia satoliata. Akayami asatolita ya kisi ya tolata. Because Red Bull!
As soon as they stop laughing, we'll get to go home.
I love you, Rex. I really do.
What, dear? What was it?
It's too much.
What was it? 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 Move in. Move on in. Hallelujah. Yeah. Or prophecy, offering, prophecy, song. You got a song in the Lord? What'd you hear? Do you pray in the Holy Ghost? Come up here. Do you pray in the Holy Ghost? I sense that. Come here. Just please. please, just real quickly. I know this is strange, and I wouldn't do this, but I need you to pray in the Holy Ghost real bold for me. Please, please, pray in the Holy Ghost real bold. Just be obedient. Just go on right now. Go on. Just do it. Don't worry about these people. Just go on, and we'll all be blessed. Hallelujah. Just go on. Thank you, Jesus. Just pray in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. You be baptized in the Holy Ghost? You baptized in the Holy Ghost?
I don't know.
You don't, have you ever been baptized in the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues? You've never been, you want to be baptized in the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues?
Okay.
Okay, get this thing. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, thank you, Jesus. I heard you praying in tongues before you actually did that. Hallelujah. Father God, fill her with the Holy Ghost right now. Over. Hallelujah. Open your mouth and speak. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Get her up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ha, ha, ha. Thank you, Jesus. How you doing? Hallelujah. Fill her with the Holy Ghost. Oh, hallelujah. Fill her mouth with laughter in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Fill her with the Holy Ghost right now in the name. Fill with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Get her up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ha, 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 ha. Full of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Get her up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Full of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Get her up. Thank you, Jesus. Fill her mouth with laughter and the Holy Ghost. Full. 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 In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Ha, ha, ha. Get up, woman. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Full. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. Ha 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 ha. You better let God. You better let God get him. Hallelujah. You better let God get him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Full. Oh, excuse me. What in the world is this? Those things are all crooked. We're trying to get there. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Well, praise the Lord. Isn't he good? It's important to water. You'd get mad at me if we prayed for you like that, wouldn't you? Would you? Want to try that? Okay. We can pray for you in the chair.
Yeah.
Oh. Bless. Bless Katie in Jesus' name. Bless Katie in Jesus' name. All of her days are blessed days in the name of Jesus. She belongs to the Lord in the name of Jesus. Union and agreement and the spirit of joy in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, praise the Lord. Isn't he wonderful? How you doing? How you doing, dear? What you hearing, huh? Thank you, Jesus. Did you get your breakthrough? Did you get your breakthrough? Breakthrough right now in the name of Jesus. Breakthrough right now in the name of Jesus. Breakthrough right now in the name of Jesus. A breakthrough right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Whoa, 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 whoa. My. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Ha, 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 ha. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My God. Hallelujah. I'm going to leave that alone. There it is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is that bell? Hallelujah. What did I miss? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Nations Church, how can I help you? Hi, Belle. How are you doing, dear? We're still here. You be blessed in the name of Jesus. Are you there? Everybody stretch your hand this way. We're going to pray for, we're still going. Can you believe that? We're still having church. Every time you miss it, the Holy Ghost moves. Everybody tell her the truth.
Yes.
Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus, we bless Belle from the top of her head to the very soles of her feet. Let her be filled with the presence and the love of God. And let her be ready if we come and get her tonight to take her to get something to eat. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I love you. You get ready. All right. You be ready. Bye-bye. Hallelujah. She is a sweetheart. She's a sweetheart, isn't she? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, Jesse Judge. Hallelujah. Go on. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. It's
like God just put a fire in
your hands. Mm. I don't know what you're going to do with them hands.
Praise the Lord.
You did like this.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I receive that in Jesus' name. And glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Isn't God good? How you doing, brother? He's just getting blessed back there. I wish I was in his world. He's always the best. But it's good. Hallelujah. Were y'all blessed tonight? Y'all glad you had a Holy Ghost meeting? We're getting there. Hallelujah. Stay in the spirit of the Holy Ghost. Stay in God's spirit. Stay in the Word. Stay in worship. Stay in prayer. Stay in faith. Everything's going to be all right. Study the Word of God. Study the Word of God. Just study the Word of God, and you'll find none of these things were so strange. None of these things were so bizarre. God can handle it. Judge a tree by the fruit it bears. Amen. Amen. You know, you can tell if anybody was offended, wiggle your fingers. Amen. And you can't be offended by what happened to somebody else. It has to be what happened to you. Amen. Hallelujah. Because you don't know what people need, and I don't know what people need. It's none of our business. Amen. Hallelujah. But I believe that needs were met. Amen? Glory to God. And there's some things that were stirred up that we're just going to let God finish out. Amen? Hallelujah. God's a mighty... He's just mighty, period. We're going to go and get something to eat for some of y'all that haven't eaten yet. Amen? But before we do that, we're going to receive tonight's offering. Somebody say, thank God for that.
Thank God for that.
Hallelujah. It's a good time to sow. If you need an offering envelope, wave your hand and I'll get back there to you with an offering envelope. Amen. I got it. I'm going to do this all myself. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank God. Here, we got one here. Praise God. I like this. I'm giving. See, I tell you when I do it myself, I give out three envelopes. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody say, praise God. I got one there too. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. There you go. That's for that. Anybody else need an offering envelope? Amen. Anybody want a ticket? Glory to God. Anybody want a ticket? Glory to God. So this is a good time to sow. I'll tell you that straight up. Hallelujah. It's a good time to sow in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Get that offering in your hand. Praise the Lord. If you don't have one, just keep with open hands. Just get there. Amen. Everybody going to get blessed. Everybody going to get blessed by this offering. Amen. Somebody going to get blessed to know that you should have done something. Amen. Hallelujah. So you get in on it next time. Hallelujah. It's all blessed. It's all good. Say it's all good. It's all good. How many of y'all want to have revival? We just have to ride this one out.
Amen.
We just gonna have to ride this one out. Praise God. How you doing, Sister Glory? Just put write any amount on this thing. It will act like it was good. Hey, amen. Hallelujah. I know you got it. Hallelujah. Just ride it up there. Just ride it on the front. Yes. Glory to God. Yes. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. How are you doing, brother? You going to sow that thing back to me? Amen. I don't want no deer stand. Amen. Did I sow this to you, the deer stand? Hallelujah. $100. Anybody want to win a deer stand? Hey. Give that to Danny. Amen. Amen. Just tell him, deer, stand up. Why does everyone stand right where you are? Oh, Father. I'm glad about Holy Ghost meetings. I thank God for freedom. I thank God for liberty. You know, I thank God for freedom. I thank God for liberty. Amen. Thank God for Friday nights. Thank God for diversity. Amen. We're blessed. We're extremely blessed. And the best is yet to come. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for Nations Church. Lord, we thank you for Holy Ghost meetings, everyone that's gathered in this room tonight. Lord, I pray your supernatural blessing on this offering. I pray your blessing on this people. Father God, from the top of their head to the very soles of their feet, let them be blessed. Every phone call they make, let it be blessed. Every person they get in contact with, let them be blessed. Father God, we bless the tip jar in the name of Jesus. Father God, we call it in from the north, south, the east, and the west in the name of Jesus. Father God, we speak the bills need be paid. You be paid in the name of Jesus. You be paid in the name of Jesus. Father God, blessings we thought we missed, bring them back in the name of Jesus. Bring them back in the name of Jesus. You bring them back in the name of Jesus, Father God. Hallelujah. They're almost shining it. Turn it around right now in the name of Jesus. Give them a breakthrough. Give them a sign from heaven. Do something good immediately in the name of Jesus. I call for something good immediately in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father God, those that are believing you to move in a supernatural area. Hallelujah. Father God, I pray that you said something on it. That you turn it around. Father God, that you open that door up tomorrow. I just pray that you open that door up tomorrow. And you seal it up right now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I pray that they be able to handle the blessing and be on church Sunday morning. Amen. In the name of Jesus. I call that phone to ring. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus, I call forth your manifestation. I call forth your miracle. I command it in the name of Jesus to manifest in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I command a sign to happen in your life to let you know that God is not a man that he should lie. In the name of Jesus. Those that need to be saved, I call it forth immediately. Let it happen. Immediately let it happen in Jesus' name. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Well, so with faith, amen? So with faith, it'll be all right. Glory to God. Put on some good music, amen? Put on some good music. We're going to get a screwdriver and do those things. How you doing, girl? Love the people, y'all. Love the people. Love each other. How you doing, T?